What the leaders really think. We have two items for you here. The first is a one-minute item from the BBC on what Jeremy Corbyn really thinks about the EU. The second is a four-minute piece from LBC, The Nick Ferrari Show, where he interviews Michael Portillo about David Cameron's close confidant and advisor Steve Hilton, and what Cameron really thinks about the EU. But first, what Corbyn thinks from the BBC.
But he didn't sound that enthusiastic about staying in. And that's because, well, he's not. For many years, Jeremy Corbyn had public doubts about the EU.
We have a European bureaucracy totally unaccountable to anybody. Powers have gone from national parliaments. They haven't gone to the European Parliament. They've gone to the Commission and, to some extent, to the Council of Ministers. These are quite serious matters.
I'm concerned about the way the European Union is increasingly operating like a free market across Europe, tearing up the social chapter, damaging working class and workers' interests across Europe, hiding tax evasion in Luxembourg and other places, and secretly negotiating a transatlantic... Can I finish? Yeah. Secretly negotiating a transatlantic trade and investment partnership. I think we as a party need to be making strong demands of defending and expanding the social chapter, defending and expanding workers' rights across Europe, and chasing down these approved tax havens that exist by the European Union all across Europe, and asking some serious questions about the way they've treated the people of Greece and other countries by their imposition of austerity measures on them. Okay.
And now 4 minutes with Michael Portillo, interviewed by Nick Ferrari, about what David Cameron really thinks about the EU.
Michael Portillo is to more meaty matters. Remind everybody about Steve Hilton, Michael.
Steve Hilton has been a very important figure behind the scenes, a very intimate friend of David Cameron, at least in the past, and an important advisor of his, I would say, over a couple of decades, and a great radical thinker. He must have upset Mr. Cameron in the last couple of weeks because he's come out very openly and with big articles in newspapers saying that he's in favour of Brexit. But today he goes perhaps even a stage further and implies that if David Cameron were really in any position other than being Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he, David Cameron, would be for leaving the European Union. And he goes back into conversations that they've had over the years and indeed, you know, a whole outlook that he thinks David Cameron had regarding the European Union. I'm interested in this story because I think it's true. I'd always had David Cameron and indeed George Osborne down as Eurosceptics. I think one of the reasons why David Cameron was elected leader of the Conservative Party was he was thought at the time to be the most Eurosceptical of the candidates. And it has led to this very curious campaign on the Remain side in that there has not for one moment been any idealism or vision. Nobody is saying, you know, we love the European Union, it's a terrific thing and it's only going to get better and better. The whole campaign really is, we don't really like it. The British are not very happy with the European Union, but we're too frightened to leave. And I think that is broadly David Cameron's position, too frightened to leave. And he's now trying to ensure that the rest of us are too frightened to leave as well. I think that is depressing because, you know, it makes you believe that there is an insincerity at play. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly, it's very hard to understand how, if the Prime Minister now believes that leaving the European Union would be a catastrophe, how he risked giving us the vote to bring about that catastrophe. Very hard to see how, when he said while he was negotiating with his colleagues in Europe that he might be prepared to back an exit, and he now says that an exit would be catastrophic, difficult to see how he wasn't either insincere then or insincere now. And I think at the heart of it, it is because he has this inner unhappiness about what he's saying. And I think Steve Hilton has put his finger on a very good point.
So here we have the rather amazing situation that it seems neither party leader really wants us in the EU, but somehow they're both campaigning for us to remain. Let's put them out of their misery with a big vote for Brexit.